I'm Jamin Anderson for KISU. The weather's nice outside. Are you thinking about doing some outdoor recreation? Well, my guest today on the phone probably is Steve Stubner, spokesman for Governor Little's Recreate Responsibly Idaho campaign. Steve, I think it's easy to sit inside and start to get overwhelmed by what we're not able to do. But, you know, Idahoans are lucky because we have a lot of outdoor space and recreation opportunities that are still available to us. So do you think it's healthy to have that mindset, to not obsess about the things we can't do, and rather maybe use this as an opportunity? I mean, I could probably come up with about six things that I've been saying for years if I only had the time. Steve, what about you?
I personally have been working on personal fitness in the last 3-4 weeks since I've got plenty of time on my hands, and I've lost over 5 pounds, you know, and it's just kind of nice. I've even been doing some of the YouTube workout routines, you know, that I normally would never do.
Well, there's a good argument that now is a good a time as any, right, to start getting fit and to be in shape and to be healthy. So I've got to ask, what sorts of outdoor recreation do you get involved with?
Well, personally, I love to get out and go hiking and mountain biking. I love to go rafting. It's kind of toned down right now, I think, but I love to go whitewater rafting. I've been doing that for over 30 years. The Payette River is open right now. Parts of the Salmon River are open right now. Mm-hmm. And I think South Fork Snake in eastern Idaho is open. But, you know, my outdoor outings, personally, I'm seeing a lot of healthy people out enjoying the outdoors in Idaho. Probably higher youth than practically I've ever seen because people have nowhere else to go. you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean because last Friday I attempted to make a tee time at the Blackfoot Golf Course, and for the first time, well, since I can remember, they were completely full on Saturday, no tee times available, and their first available tee time Sunday was, I think it was 4:10 in the afternoon, which is a good indicator that a lot of folks are taking advantage of these recreation opportunities, getting outdoors, golf courses, other things that are still open, tired of probably being cooped in the house.
Exactly. Yeah, I think very much so. You know, I think it's just a good idea overall. If you are going somewhere, check before you go to make sure the location is open. Some of the state parks are getting a lot of use during the day. And there was one state park, Bruno Dunes, that actually had to turn people away last Saturday afternoon when the park rangers just felt the parking lot was getting too full for people to practice 6-foot social distancing guidelines. So they will reserve the right to close access during the day if they're just getting overwhelmed with too many people.
So perhaps arrive early.
Yes, please.
Let's go down the list of a couple of tips. The first tip listed here, and that's just don't recreate if you're sick.
Yeah, that's really number one, is if you're not feeling well, you think you have the coronavirus, you have cold and flu type symptoms that seem to be setting in, please stay home. Go try to get tested if you can and try to get well.
So can you explain to our listeners why they may not want to engage in high risk outdoor recreation activities?
Yeah, the high risk thing is really important, I think, because of our medical providers, EMS folks have plenty to do right now. And so not a time to start rock climbing or try riding some double diamond downhill on your mountain bike where you might have a 50-50 chance of going over your handlebars. Dial it down a little bit right now. Stay safe, be patient, and try to recreate close to home with walks around the neighborhood and things like that. If you're going to go hiking, maybe start from home, have one less car in the trailhead. Same with biking, if that's possible. And then there's some counties in Idaho where they don't really want people coming in, like Blaine County or Valley County up by McCall. Governor's office is asking people to be sensitive to those counties and try to recreate as close to home as possible.
So in being prepared, bringing your own food, bringing the proper supplies so that you don't need to stop at the store or take any unnecessary risks.
Yeah, so the idea there would be the pack it in, pack it out rules would apply. Basically, bring the supplies you need for the day. We're emphasizing day trips close to home versus overnight trips. Bring the stuff you need for your lunch and your snacks and your water and your drinks and so forth. Then you won't need to stop at a store to get that stuff and expose yourself and others for that reason. So come self-equipped and keep your interactions with others to a minimum.
is Idaho's hunting and fishing. Are those types of things all open right now?
Yeah. You know, some areas aren't open for fishing until after Memorial Day. But there are a lot of other areas that might be open now. You know, Fish and Game's got a great list of family fishing waters, if families want to check on that before they go. I think we all know, especially if you're avid fishermen, avid anglers, you're going to know which areas are pretty popular locally.
Steve Stubner has been our guest on the phone today, spokesman for Recreate Responsibly Idaho. Thank you so much, Steve. You can check out a list of tips at kisu.org. I'm Jamin Anderson for KISU. Have a great weekend and stay safe.